Attention all personnel, give me 60 seconds.
He says, no one who is born of God practices sin. Otherwise, this is very important because sometimes we take the difference between our stumblings and our practice, right? We will all stumble at different times, even though it says in 1 Peter that you don't have to stumble, or 2 Peter, you don't have to stumble. We will all stumble at times, but here's what I want you to know. We don't have to practice disobedience to God. God wants to reward you. He wants to say, good job, well done, my good and faithful servant. Why? It's not that we have to be perfect. It's that we are in our, the intentions of our heart is to walk towards God and say, Lord, I'm walking towards you. I'm practicing doing the right thing. Look at this. He says, no one who is born of God practices sin because God's seed abides in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Do you realize that you can live a day in righteousness before Almighty God? You say, but look at the world around me. It's just falling apart. No, no, no. I'm not talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about divine righteousness implanted inside of you. I'm talking about taking every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ.
God's got this. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Check us out at fpiw.org and fpiwaction.org.